Siren Radio.
Well, the Beatles once sang about when I'm 64, will you still love me? Will you still need me when I'm 64? And that was a time when, of course, that was viewed as, certainly at least 1 year before retiring, etc. Of course, these days, whether you're actually in France or indeed in the UK or wherever you happen to be, you might well wonder whether you can actually afford to retire in the first place. With recently many people saying that they are very concerned that they just do not have enough capital set aside to address their whole side of things. So to actually address this particular issue, we're delighted to welcome from Wealth at Work, the wonderful Jonathan Watts-Leigh. How are you, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now, this finding, one in three of us think we won't be able to actually retire at all, let alone actually sort of thinking, well, we're going to retire in a year, 2 years, whether it's 64, 65, 66, 60, whatever, etc. That's quite a frightening statistic, isn't it? I mean, you know, is it literally a case of, well, we're back to the days where effectively we work until we drop?
Yeah, I mean, so Wealth at Work did some research across all the age ranges, and I guess some really stark figures came out. And the backdrop to it all, I guess, is the current cost of living crisis and the impact that's having. So people are clearly worried about what they're saving and therefore their ability to retire. A couple of stats that came out of that research. So 83%, an astonishing 83%, say that the cost of living crisis will mean they will have to work longer. So I think, and this is across all the age ranges, so there are reasons for saying that could be slightly different, but it does paint a picture that clearly people don't believe that they're going to be in a sort of golden age of early retirement. They're certainly thinking that they're going to have to work and perhaps they will be able to retire at some point. But that may be more challenging for many of them.
We've seen the huge furore in France, as I mentioned, where the government dare to actually raise the retirement age from 62 to 63. I mean, here, of course, 67, probably going to 70 very shortly as the years go by. Is there anything we can actually do other than a case of, well, you need to save more whilst you're actually working?
Yeah, I think that's the key thing, is that people need to make sure that they are saving enough for their retirement. And of course, that's coming under pressure right now because of the cost of living crisis. The research showed that 59% of people said that they were considering reducing or stopping their pension contributions. So of course, with that kind of backdrop, that means that ultimately their pension pots are going to be worth less, and therefore it's going to be even harder for them to retire. So I guess one of the things that people need to think about is, can they carry on contributing to their pensions? And maybe there's other costs that they have that they should look at reducing first. One of the areas that we often help people with is looking at some of those, if you like, monthly costs that people have, where they don't really shop around and yet they could save hundreds of pounds over a year. So typical things will be things like broadband, mobile phone contracts, insurances, so car insurance or household insurance, even subscriptions. So often we see that people have multiple subscriptions for fundamentally the same sort of thing, or they have subscriptions for services they no longer use. So it's always a good idea to look at your bank statement, have a look at actually where that money is going every month, and seeing, can you shop around, can you get lower rates, or other simply things that you don't need any longer.
Is it feasible that, as well as ring fencing pension pot funds, or possibly even electric fencing, not just ring fencing the whole thing, so that they actually stay untouched? You've added some suggestions there in terms of ways in which we can make general savings possibly. I mean, there are many people who might be listening to this who say, we've already cut all our broadband services out, etc. We're desperately having to work through that. Would you then say it might be worthwhile speaking to a professional accountant?
Well, I think that people need to have a look at kind of where that money is, where they're spending money, and seeing, can they manage, maybe cut certain things out to allow them to manage their budget better. Of course, we need to all be aware that interest rates are going up, so some people are going to be having their fixed rate mortgages renewed over the coming months, and of course that's going to inflict more pain. So there's certainly a lot of assessing of outgoings that people are going to have to make over the coming months. But I think that in terms of support, then there's lots of things people can do. So often employers will help their employees. Often they have financial well-being programs, so there's often helplines and maybe guidance services that are available. there is actually a government side as well, moneyhelper.org.uk, which can support people on general money management. And also they have a specific site around pensions, so that may be able to help. But of course, for people that are really struggling and potentially getting into debt, then really they need to look at other places. So there's places like the Citizens Advice Bureau who will be able to give advice, or indeed debt charities such as Step Change who will be able to help them.
You mentioned that this aspect is affecting people across all age ranges. In terms of people's working environments, of course, although we don't hear much talk these days of the gig economy, there are many people who are still on freelance contracts and so on and so forth. What advice would you give them if they're kind of obviously saying, well, you know, they're literally just looking from post to post for gig to gig?
Yeah, I think it's tough because people need to be aware that if they don't save for their retirement, then they're going to have a pretty lean retirement. As you say, state pension age is going up. The state pension effectively only covers basic costs. So if you want anything more than a very, very basic retirement, then you are going to have to save. And of course, the earlier you save, the better, because money that you save in your 20s and your 30s effectively compounds up. So by the time you get to retirement, that should, all being well, be worth a lot more. Whereas if you delay saving that money until later in life, then it's very hard to build up a reasonable pension pot to help supplement that state pension. So they do need to think long and hard about it. But of course, you know, different people take different views. Some people say, well, you know, I'm quite happy having a very basic retirement, and so therefore they feel less the need to save for their retirement. Whereas other people sort of have, if you like, quite ambitious targets for their retirement in terms of, you know, traveling the world or whatever it might be. Well, of course, if they want to do that, then that's going to cost money.
Yeah, it's all to be considered on an individual basis. Finally, Jonathan, where can people actually access details from the survey of Wealth at Work?
Yeah, so if they go to wealthatwork.co.uk, they will find the survey on there, and also a lot of other information that they may find helpful.
Jonathan Watsley from Wealth at Work, huge thanks, and keep on saving.